I travel around so many places, and the kids always ask me about my bows, my long bows, and shooting long bows, and how do you do it, and everything like that. So we're here filming in the studio today, and we just finished with a lot of work in Spanish, and I made a little video for Spanish-speaking kids about just archery, because I always get these questions. And so we decided just to do the same thing in English. So I started archery many, many years ago. Some people say I'm so old that I actually started archery because there were no guns invented. But that's not true. I just always loved the difficulty of it and the beauty of seeing an arrow fly. And so I'm going to show you today what kids ask me about all the time. Can you show us some of your bows? So we'll just do that. This is kind of in our series for Proverbs, and it's all for kids, so I thought it'd be great. First of all, this is my hunting bow, okay? And this was a bow that a man made for me. I didn't make this one. And it's a very strong bow. It's very difficult to pull back. It shoots a very heavy arrow, and it shoots it very, very fast. Now, if you see these little curves here, what that does is it provides speed. So when that arrow comes off the string, it's going to be moving a lot faster just because of this. Now, there are also bows called recurves, and they go like this and come around. They're smaller, very, very fast. I like a long bow just because of the tradition, but also there's an argument out there that a long bow shoots a little bit more accurate than a shorter bow, and I need all the help I can get. Now, you string one of these bows. I got it down there at the bottom of my foot, and this is not easy, so I may hurt myself. I know a lot of archers with a lot of experience who have really hurt themselves. So you grab in the middle of the bow, and you push down, and you make sure it's on there, because if it flies off, it's liable to break your bow. That's an amazing thing. If I pull back this bow with a light arrow in it, on it, it'll shoot fine. If I pull back this bow right now in front of you without an arrow and I let the string go, it'll probably bust this entire bow. So you never want to do that. Now, I didn't bring any arrows today because I'm going to show you how to pull back a bow, and I didn't want to shoot Christian, our cinematographer that's behind the camera. He's real hard to replace. But if you notice this right here and this, some people don't like these. I like them because I put my arrows right here. That way, it's not like the movies where you want to reach behind your back like this. If I've got my arrows right here and I'm moving through the woods, you're always crouched down quite a bit, then I can just pull an arrow out immediately without any problem. Also, believe it or not, the extra weight kind of stops the hand shock. Now, there isn't much hand shock in this bow. When you let go of the string, all that energy, if the bow isn't balanced right, it can even hurt your elbow. I've built a few of my own that I felt like I got kicked by a mule after I let the string go. And so this is my hunting longbow. Now, let's see. Oh, this is important. Never hunt without one of these. Never shoot without one of these. It's glove. And a lot of people use tabs and things like that. I think they're really good for practice and for field archery. But in hunting, I like to have a glove because I'm going to grab the string really, really deep. I'm not going to have it on my fingers because the bow is probably going to be pretty strong and hard to pull back. This is a bow that I really love. Another man made this. And it's shorter, so you can get through the brush with it, you see. You can move. And that's important. Or if you're up in a tree and you've got limbs all around, you want something that's shorter. Now, here I have, I don't know what this is. It's either rabbit or muskox, probably muskox. And it's the fur. You say, why do you have it there? Well, it's not so it looks pretty. They're called string silencers. They actually make the string, they keep it from making a lot of noise. And that's important because you don't want to get string jump. String jump is what all the hunters use as an excuse for a bad shot. That, I was right on target, but the deer jumped when I let the arrow fly. With this kind of bow, there could be some truth to it because the arrow moves a lot slower, and you want a quiet bow. Also, this one's really neat because if you're traveling, you unscrew it here and unscrew it here, and it breaks down. You can put it in a baggage or, you know, a bag about that big, a box. Now, I'll show you now what we're going to look at are primitives. This is a primitive bow. Now, why is it primitive? Not just because I made it, but this is the type of bow that is made out of... These bows are laminated and have some fiberglass on them. This is made out of one piece of wood. And the wood is called Osage Orange or Bodock. And it's probably, all in all, the best bow wood in the world. Or at least it ties with yew, the Spanish yew that were often used in, you know, the bows in England. And yew is a marvelous wood. Now, this wood is really, really good. Why? Because it has strong tensile strength here. That means when you pull it back, it won't break. But it also has strong compression strength. When you pull it back and the wood compresses, it'll spring back again. Now, something here that's very important. There are growth rings in a tree, and you have to work this bow down to one growth ring. And if you violate that growth ring on this back of this bow right here, then when you pull it back, it'll blow up on you. It'll snap. And it's made very primitive to be like a bow that maybe you would have seen something like this 250, 300 years ago. But it'll kill a whitetail. It'll kill an elk. Kill a bear. Very effective for hunting and target practice. And then my last one, I took this one away from my little daughter, not my littlest daughter, Rowan. Rowan is 13. She's about this tall. You can see this bow is a lot taller than she is. Also, you see right here the way it's turned up. This is because this is an English longbow, kind of the kind you would see. I made this for my daughter because it's kind of like the ones you would see in a Robin Hood movie. It's an English longbow. And it's so delicate up here that you would be afraid that the wood would break when you put the string grooves in. So I took some antlers from a deer that we ate, that I shot, and I fashioned them in a curve so that they can hold the string and protect the wood. I have them on both ends, of course. And then the difference in this bow, other than it being super long, is you put this... You put the arrow on your hand. There's no arrow shelf or anything like that. And it's a little bit more difficult to shoot. But it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun. And my daughter shoots this one. And has a good time. My daughter, and this is something, men, you need to understand. My sons loved to shoot bows. And they loved to be outdoors. And they loved to hunt. And fish. I have a 13-year-old daughter who probably likes it more than they do. And never forget this. A son needs his dad. A son really needs his dad. But your daughter needs you more. She needs you more. And my little daughter, Rowan, just brag on her. We went out when she was 10 years old, meat hunting, and she killed her first doe at 10. She saw it, and I couldn't even see it. And so regardless of what you do, whether it's hunting or fishing or canoeing or kayaking or something indoors that you love, dads know this. Your sons really need you to spend time with them. But your daughter probably needs it more. Probably needs it more. And don't neglect that. All right. Well, kids and young people and dads and moms, these are my bows, at least some of them. And God bless you. I hope you enjoyed this.